I'm with Nicole at the Brothers Rugby Club, and we're here for a very special program. In fact, this is quite unique. Tell us about it, Nicole.
Okay, so it's the Modified Rugby Program, which is the MRP, and it's about young children or from the ages of, I think could be anywhere from 5 right up to 18, who have disabilities, and it's about getting them involved with rugby union, and we've modified different aspects of the game so they can come down and be part of a team and learn how to play.
Do they all play together, like the different age groups?
They do. So it's more about ability than it is the age group. So we've got children out there from who are on the spectrum of ASD right through to disability of cerebral palsy. So there's a big mix and big ages and genders. So there is a mix, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And I notice there's quite a different diversity as far as culture goes as well.
Oh, exactly. So I think rugby attracts all cultures and every spectrum of the community, and this is showing exactly what it's all about, inclusivity in our club and opening our doors to making sure that we do meet every part of the community. And this is a great way to do it with Brothers opening it up on the Sunshine Coast so that we can get it across other clubs and hopefully start a league with these kids in the future.
That would be awesome. What would you like to see in the future? How many teams in a league?
Yeah, so I'm not sure how many. I think we've got about maybe 7 or more clubs across the coast. It would be amazing if we could have a league in each club and be able to have these guys playing, these girls and boys playing every weekend, just like all the other kids do. And they're included on the weekends, they're included in training sessions, and to be able to run that would be amazing. With the pilot, we were hoping to show that and market it to all the other clubs and let them come down and have a look so that we hopefully can start doing it here on the coast. They've done such a great job down in Brisbane, and I understand they may have 5 clubs down there. Brothers Rugby Club in Brisbane have, I think it might be 250 players involved, and they've been running for 5 years. So I'm really hoping that this will be something that we can grow up here on the coast and have all these kids involved. I mean, to hear the stories that we've heard, and we've only been running, it's only been a short pilot, but the feedback that we're getting from parents and young people and the smiles is amazing. Like, it's made a massive change, and it's only been running for a little while. So imagine if it's a league.
Well, and it wasn't that long ago that kids like this probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to play a team sport.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're hearing from the parents is that, and the reason it started actually, Megan Elliott and her husband started this when their son was 11 because he could only play individual sports and he had never been in a team. So they took him down to Brothers down in North Brisbane, and they were able to create the modified rugby program with the Australian Rugby Union and Queensland Rugby Union to make sure he was involved in a team, and it's grown so quickly since. So it would be amazing for these kids to be able to finally be part of a team, you know, involved somehow and part of rugby. It's amazing.
It is indeed. It's fantastic to see, and it's great to see them having fun out there tonight.
It's awesome. There's a massive ripple effect. The mentors that we have are the kids that play for the club. So they're young players of Brothers at the moment from 12 up, and those kids, showing them and being, you know, this side of society and watching them learn from their players is going to be a huge reward, because it's the ripple effect teaching them. They then speak to their friends at school, families, and the community starts growing and understanding that we can involve any ability. You know, how amazing is that going to be? It'll be great when we don't think this is amazing and it's just normal. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Wouldn't it ever? It's interesting because they talk about inclusivity and they talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
This is actually doing it, and it's wonderful for these kids because, you know, to have a disability can put them on the back foot, but to get them out of that, get them out of themselves, get them out on a field and running and exercising and doing all that good stuff with other people, never seen anything like it.
Oh, awesome. No, I think it's amazing. And I'm glad you're here to see it, and as well as the kids and the players. I mean, we've got parents now, you know, who need that. They need for their children to be part of something that everyone, like, it could be just in the same family, that their other kids are involved with team sports, but they haven't been able to get this young one involved with anything. But now it's become a normal part of their life. So, yeah, it's amazing what this can do. It's a small thing that a community can do, but the ripple effect it will have across so many different spheres is awesome.
Awesome. Thanks for your time today.